Well, Pinky, how you doing? This is the Faye driver. Just backing out of the garage. This is a bit of a treat for me today. We're driving the electric car today. I don't often get to drive the electric car because Mr. Anderson takes it to work all the time. So, this is going to be a little fun adventure. However, we are actually going back to the BMW service center because we have a little bit of a recurring issue with this car in that when you plug in the electric charger cable and then you lock the car because you want to lock the car when it's outside, the charger cable gets locked in place so that somebody can't come along and disengage it and make off with it, because it could possibly just be plugged into your exterior, you know, outside outlet. The problem is the damn thing sticks. And so when you unlock the car, the charger cable will not unlock. And the car will not drive if it senses that the charger cable is plugged in. So it renders the car basically undrivable. And then you have to pull some secret cables and basically rip the charging cable out of its port, rendering the locking mechanism useless. So this has happened once before. It's been fixed. And then now, today we're going back to have the same problem repaired once again. So, it's all not just cloudy, puffy clouds and rainbows with this electric car. There's been some issues. So, kind of minor, kind of not minor, because when you discover that you can't just unplug and drive away, that's kind of a serious problem, right? And then you feel like you're going to be late for work or whatever. And it was very difficult to disengage the charging port manually. Uh-oh, we might have to race a train here. Don't want to get stuck behind a train. What's my time? You know what I don't like about this car? There's never a clock. The clock is never in the same place all the time. It's not on. I have two good sized screens. One has a menu system on it, and it's not there. There's no clock on that screen. Oh yeah, I was going to try to use navigation. So now I sent my destination to the car yesterday, and wonder how we can get that to pop up. Okay, so let me see if I can figure this out. Okay, Pinkies. Well, that whole sending the address to the car was a complete bust. I certainly couldn't figure it out. So I've manually entered the address into my GPS. Now, back to the problem of the time. The car... Now that I have my navigation map up, there is a clock. There's a clock in one corner of the map. And there's another clock in another corner of the map. So I'm assuming that the one clock is the current time, 10:09, and the other clock is the arrival time, 10:25. So I have 13 kilometers to go. I guess I'll be there in about 14 minutes. 16 minutes. All right, so let's talk about dreams. I've been having this recurring nightmare of walking around in my house and the floorboards are falling away underneath my feet. And, like, there's no joists, there's no subfloor. It's just standing there and the floorboards drop away to reveal the downstairs basement room. And I just don't well, what does this mean? What could this dream possibly... And there's all these stripper poles scattered around the house. And I have had to jump from stripper pole to stripper pole to avoid falling through the holes in the floor. All right, so you dream catcher people, I need some insight as to what could this possibly mean. And it's like, I feel like I'm, you know, running like Wile E. Coyote out in the middle of the air. My feet are running and I'm, you know, you hear that cartoon running, running feet sound, where I'm sort of walking in midair, waiting for the bottom to drop out. Toppy Smelly, I want you to play me a cartoon feet running sound effect in one of your next episodes. And you need to work it into a story. Work that into a story, Toppy. The cartoon feet running in midair sound effect. That's my challenge to you. Got cars in the middle in our route here, slowing us down. This cruise control is quite interesting because it will take you all the way down to zero, and it will stop, and it will wait for the car in front of you to leave. When the car leaves, then it starts over again and starts driving. So we're going to test this theory. Now, I'm coming up to a stoplight. I had to take manual control. Now I have no cars in front of me now, so... All right. Gas pedal on. Cruise control not engaged. Another red light. All right, well, I will spare you this boring testing theory, and I'll catch up with you again in a few minutes. Or after I've deposited this car at the BMW dealer. Okay, goodbye for now. Well now, here we are once again. I have had the fortune of now driving my new loaner car since Speedy Gonzalez is in the shop. We're driving around in a very nice, actually, 2016... BMW 320i. This is a small sedan, a four-door sedan. It happens to be white in color. It's quite comfortable. It's got a small, I don't know what size engine, somewhere around 2.4 liters, I'm guessing. And it has an 8-speed automatic transmission. This thing shifts a lot, but it's not entirely annoying. The only minorly annoying thing about the engine transmission combination is it just, you know, these 8-speed transmissions, they just love to lug them out as much as they possibly can. So they tend, you get this really, there's this really odd RPM level where it just drones, and you feel this droning, vibration-y, head-throbbing drone when you're sort of just coasting along or driving slowly or, you know, sedately, I should say. So there's that one minor annoyance, but other than that, this is a base model. It's pretty plain. It does have a little screen, a viewer screen on it, so you can, you know, play around with all the options and things like that. I've been driving it for about an hour now, I guess, and I actually quite like it. It's very comfortable. It rides very nicely. It's pretty solid on the road. Of course, it's brand new. It only has 5,700 kilometers on it, which is about 4,000 miles, a little over 4,000 miles. So four-door, very, you know, not cloth seats, black leather or black interior. Overall, it's a quite nice car. And it gets really good gas mileage. I think it's a turbo, some sort of a one of their little twin turbo engines that it's got in it. A very simple dash, nothing too fancy. Has a little bit of a trip computer, and it also has an exterior, what is it? An auxiliary sport gauge package, which shows you your torques and your horsepower output. Those are the only other gauges displayed, other than a speedometer, a tachometer, and temperature and fuel gauge. Pretty much a simple little car. It has simple cruise control and some buttons on the steering wheel for volume and telephone and stuff like that. It seems to have some voice-activated controls. It has a Tiptronic-style automatic shifter that you can slap up and down when you want to change through the 8 gears. And it also has a little iDrive control wheel panel where you can work your way through the menu system. I'm enjoying this car. It's pretty quiet. The engine's a little bit droney. Overall, it's a very comfortable car to drive. So, what else do I have to tell you? Well, little BMW's in the shop. It's going to be there for who knows how long because my service advisor never calls me back to tell me what's going on. And I've once again taken a wrong turn. So pulling over for traffic to go away so that we can blow a Yui.
Well, Pinkies, we've been all over the map in this episode. We've driven an electric car. We've driven a very nice little 3 Series, BMW 3 Series, which I quite liked, I have to say. And now we're going to be driving Dorian Gray. It's quite cold, actually. What's my fuel situation? Oh, I can barely justify going to buy gas. Alright, well, I guess we won't need to buy gas. It's a funny thing, I've been hardly buying any gas lately. Since I hardly... Well, you know, Mr. Anderson takes the electric car a lot. I guess I gotta put some gas in the big black BMW. Anyway, my gas bills have been reduced significantly. Turn on the police detector here. I haven't driven this car for, I don't know, 2 weeks. So, let's hope I remember how. Alright, so, destination money spending place, of course. Because, you know, all I ever do is spend money. Every time I'm going somewhere, it's to spend money. Most of the time. So, I feel like this episode has been largely, there's the Jehovah's Witness ladies with their Watchtower magazines walking around the neighborhood. That's interesting. So, expect a knock on the front door. All right, here we go. You know, this episode, I'm concerned that I just don't have any good material for podcasting. I tried to talk to you in the electric car. I tried to talk to you in the little 3 Series BMW. Really solid suspension and driving experience in that car.
It's just not the nicest car because it's just a plain Jane model, but I still did enjoy driving that car, and all the shifting, the constant shifting up and down and up and down, and the lugging. Oh, I hate the lugging. Anyway, still would be a nice car. All right. And now here I am digging into the deep recesses of my brain to try to think of something to talk about. And I just feel like, my life, I have hardly any conflicts other than my father's divorce. My work life is great. I have no complaints except for my office nemesis, which we all have an office nemesis. And I just feel like I spend my entire life like, it's just like, just the legal, it's just like, my life is filled with administrative chores and household chores. You know, so I got a new phone. I got my little black 5S iPhone is kind of giving up the ghost because, not really giving up the ghost, but it's starting to get more unreliable because I throw it on the ground so many times. It's had 3 screens replaced. Now it's crashing, it's locking up. So I investigated getting a new phone. Well, you know, these cell phone companies, they just fucking hose you. Boys and girls, did you know, at least here in Canada, if you want to get a phone on a 2-year contract, I calculated that purchasing a new cheap iPhone 6, like a 16 gig, would cost me, over 2 years, almost $965 extra over what my current plan costs me. So the monthly fees, which are something like $70 to $85 a month, not including taxes, plus the purchase price of the phone, you have to kick in $300 if you want a new phone. Over the life of a 2-year contract, it's like almost $1,000. That seems ridiculous to me. So, I did all these, it took me like a day of investigating and checking the numbers and working out the details and trying to find a plan that's comparable to the plan that I already have, which only costs me $50 a month, I might tell you. Which is a smoking deal because the cheapest plan you can get in Canada with hardly any data or minutes is like $70. What a scam. So I ended up not going with renewing my plan. I'm keeping my $50 a month plan, and I cash paid out to buy a used iPhone on the internet behind a dumpster at the McDonald's for $450. So over 2 years, I've saved myself $450, as long as this phone doesn't break in 2 years. So what a scam. That's like your financial commitment to these cell phone companies is ridiculous. And then, so being on a roll, I was quite proud of myself for saving me all this money I saved by spending fucking $400 on a new phone. Oh, shit. I thought, well, let's look at the household internet and television plan that we have. Again, they fuck you over again. Like, we're currently paying $8 a month more for our internet service than a better plan that's out there if you join a 3-year term. So, and you get better service, higher upload speeds, download speeds, dedicated IP address. So this is a plan that we signed up for like probably 5 or 6 years ago, and you know, the companies, they never tell you, oh, we have, you know, we have a better deal that you could take advantage of. No, they just, you know, let you sit and bake on your somewhat more expensive plan. So we investigated switching out this new plan. The problem is, if I switch the plan, I lose my television deal, the television bundle package that I get. So they end up costing me even more. So I'm like, talk about buyer beware. Oh, these companies, they just, that's how they get you. I'm just, you just gotta, and then, oh, it's a $50 fee if you want to have some knucklehead in a van come out and plug your modem, your new modem in for you. You can do that, or you can drive 55 miles across town to the store somewhere and pick your modem up at the front desk. And that's free. What a bunch of shysters. I'm telling you. So, I mean, this is all I do all my life, is like organize spreadsheets to see how badly I'm being fucked over by the companies that I deal with on a daily basis. Internet companies, cell phone companies. Oh my God. So, This is a bit of a tangent, because my intention was to actually talk about, I don't have any material for this goddamn show that I'm supposed to be putting out. So I don't know, boys and girls. I just don't know. Oh, nice car. I love this car. It just grips so nicely. You know, the problem with that other 3 Series, with the little, I don't know, 2.0 liter engine or whatever it's got in it, it just has no power. Just, I mean, you can wring the thing out, maximize your, now where the fuck am I going? I took a wrong turn. I got so wrapped up in my complaining about life, I'm lost! I'm such a knucklehead. I don't know. I don't know why you put up with me. where was I? Anyway, let's go this way. And let's go straight. I gotta get back down. I'm at the top of this mountain. All right. You'd think I would know where I'm going, because I send fire trucks around this town all the time. Oh, secret cop. You know, I think my radar detector is activated by all these new cars with their radar. You know, all these cars have stop and go. We'll step the brakes on for you if you're watching your phone so that you don't have to. This collision avoidance. Like, there's no cops around here. Now I'm getting radar blasted by my radar detector. Two brand new Volvos just drove by. Ugh, technology. I don't know. I was talking about that 3 Series and the goofy engine and all the gears it has in it. Like, you can try to wring the thing out, but you have to wind it all out to maximum RPMs, and then it just doesn't have any torque. It has no torque at 6,000 RPM. It's just like a little sewing machine motor spinning away at maximum RPM, and there's no feeling of acceleration. The thing has absolutely zero decompression. So if you want to gear down with that car, there's no decompression power to it. It's really rather atrocious. And the thing always blips, you know, when you want to... the stupid car. I got to run through a yellow light here. What gear am I in? I don't even know what gear I'm in. I'm just a flutter. you try to gear down in that 3 series, you know, from 8th gear to 7, 6, or 5 to try and slow down, and the throttle blips on you because, you know, the car knows better than you do how to grab a gear, and you end up going faster than I'm trying to slow down, and the throttle's going, oh, I'll give you some revs here because you seem to want your revs. I don't want revs. I want compression, engine braking. I'm trying to slow down without stepping on the brakes. Oh, these cars these days. Give me a good old-fashioned manual gear shifter like the one I got in my hand. All right, here we go. All right. Well, I think I'm done. I think I'm done with life. I think I'm done with this show. I think I'm done with trying to get my words down on audio recordings. I don't have anything important to say. Maybe it's time to pull the plug on the pink wheel nuts. Everyone else has given up their podcasts. So, is this the end of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast? How many gears can we grab? How many buses will we curse at? You'll never know. This could be the last. Oh, gearing down. Why is the bus... Oh, the buses. Oh, traffic. Oh, my God. They're driving me, Pinkies. They're driving me. All right, enough of this nonsense. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Could this be the last segment in this episode? Will I be driving yet a different car after the big vroom vroom sound? We'll never know, will we?